Well, starting on page 278, we really got a little further. Again, we're talking about the bracha Shachianu. We'll talk about Shachianu more later. But on if you buy a new object, get a new object. So the machabir that we saw yesterday, al darav she'eino chashuv kol kach, something that's not so wow, right? Could go chaluk like a shirt. I mean, now again, you know, like, I know guys were into shirts, you know, and there's this company in England that kind of charged Charles Tewitt. All these yeshiva guys know about, it's unbelievable, about at a certain time in February they have a sale and you can get these, and you get them from, so donut. So, you know,
Not Kmart.
It's UK Mart. It's from, yeah, it's from England. But anyways, oh, I mean, a line of shoes. You know, again, you know, there's sometimes very chashuv with shoes and all that. Pilos, so again, short shoes, a little like slippers or things like that. So you got the idea. And the Mishnah Berurah says, again, like we saw yesterday, it's not just clothes, but anything you buy that doesn't exactly get you so excited. You know, so it's something new. So would you make a shachianu on that? So the Machaber says, Ein levar chal aleihem. You don't make a bracha shachianu on that. Again, the whole idea is simcha. So therefore, it doesn't. You know, so it's nice that I was able to. You went to 99-cent store and you got 99 glasses for 99 cents, 99 days a week. You know, so that. So yeah. So you know, like in Europe, a glass was. But you know, so you want to make a shachianu on that. V'im hu ani. Next page. V'im hu ani. The person's rachman son poor. V'sameach b'hem. And for him, a new pair of shoes is, you know, chashuv. So yivarach. So then he does make a shachianu. Now there's a whole discussion in the Mishnah Berurah what kind of clothes we're talking about, but leave that alone. And we saw the Rama, we started that Rama at least. The Rama says that, and the second opinion is that even a poor person on things like this that we've mentioned, even he wouldn't make a shakyan v'cheinogim. And that's the custom. We discussed this yesterday. There's a difference of opinion about it. Poor person does, poor person won't. Okay. That's what we got to yesterday. Now look at this. Really cool. Rama says, Haminag, there's a custom, or there is a custom. Lomar lemishe lo besh bega chadash. When somebody's wearing a new garment, so you should say to them, Tevala vitis chadash. Use it up. Use it up, right? Mr. Bencher, Tevala. Use it up and get a new one. Buy a new one. In other words, and so, like you see, you hear people, they just say the second word, right? Somebody gets something new, they say tizchadesh. They say tizchadesh. I don't know, maybe they don't want him to use it up so fast. I don't know, whatever. But the Rama says there's such a custom, you say to somebody, tivala v'tizchadesh, yeah, use it up and get another one. My mother, she lives in Bewell, whenever we get a new article closed, she always wants to see it and she says, use it well. And I think that's where it came from. It must come from my grandfather, Oshom. You know, there's such a thing. To give somebody a bracha, you should wear it well, use it up, but buy a new one, and then, right? It's an interesting thing, and people don't know that. But you hear, like in Israel, or even not, you know, somebody gets something, tiskadesh. Give somebody a bracha, use it well. And I think a very interesting idea. In other words, you know, we know how powerful a bracha is. Also, you know, like you shouldn't, it shows you're not jealous of them. You got something nice, use it well. I'm happy for you. You should get a new one. You should renew it, right? I want to say recycle, you know. But anyways, so it's a very beautiful Ramah. And V'yeshmi Shikaso, look at this. And the Ramah says there's some who hold, she'en lo mar kein al min alayim. That we don't say, here he's talking about a shachianu. Going back to the shachianu. We don't make a shachianu on shoes. Anytime. Even if they're like a really, you know, like a $500, $600, you know, pair of shoes. Obegadim, or another time we make a shachianu is on clothes, shahanasim oros, which are made out of hide, leather. Right? Mr. Magid, you get a new baseball glove. You know, that's really harsh. Right? But it's, you know, and some of them are very expensive. So, you know, a kid or even not a kid, a kid of all ages, you know, get a new baseball glove. So, you know, we could clear about whether you make a shachianu on that. But the Ramah is saying there's a custom that you won't make a shakan on anything leather, me'ara shel behema, made out of animal hide. And the Mishnah Berurah says even if the animal hide is not a kosher animal, a pigskin, I'm not saying it, but right or anything. Why? So the Ramah explains. Because they had to kill an animal. So again, we're not getting into pita, or you don't believe in that. But we're just saying you won't make a shakyanu on it. You need that clothes. You need shoes. Right? There's a halacha at the beginning of Aruch Haim. You have to wear shoes. There's a halacha like that. You have to wear shoes. But here it's different. Here we're saying make a shakyanu. Make a shakyanu. You know, you have to kill something for that. Right? So, Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, you know this Pasuk, Rachamava Komasov. Hashem's Rachamim is on everything. So, we don't believe like we had to kill the animal because somebody needed shoes. Yeah, of course. Like I said before, it's another halakh. You have to have shoes. So, you have to have it, right? Mr. Magi would tell you it's a necessity to have a baseball glove. Right? It's a necessity. You got to have it. You got to have that. Right? And a bat, so we had to kill a tree for that. But no, here we're talking about something living. So, I knew you were going to say that. So again, the question is, so obviously we're happy for the person who has a new baseball glove. He has a nice, Baruch Hashem, he needs a new pair of shoes, he got a new pair of shoes. But the question would be, would you make a shechianu? So the Ramah says that some people say you won't do that. You won't do that. Because something had to die. It's So the Ramah says it's kind of weak, as they used to say. It's kind of weak. The Svara. The Eino Nira, and the Ramah says he doesn't see that custom. Still, there's some people, many people who don't say it for the reason we said before. So again, it's a personal decision whether you say it or not. But again, it's an interesting idea. Again, we have to have a balance. And you gotta have shoes, you gotta have a baseball glove, you gotta have, right? But the question is, would you make a shechianu on that? Okay, Mirza Hashem will continue this tomorrow, but we never know.